half a day, everybody. What a beautiful day it is. Can't complain. You just go out here and see the ocean. My goodness. Don't get much better than that. See the cliffs, the ocean, you know, fellowship, Sunday morning. Can't get much better than that. Wonderful worship, great fellowship. Matt is here. Can't get much better than that. Good stuff. Matt has a voice. I've never heard his voice up until now. Matt actually spoke to me. We can take our voice for granted. Little things that we can take for granted. You know, we just wake up and expect our bodies to function, our senses to be there. You know, and sometimes we forget that we've been blessed. We will continue our Philippians. Today we're going to talk about the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you, I don't think of heaven enough. We think of many things, but how often do we think about heaven? We're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed today. We're not even guaranteed to walk out of this auditorium. Every breath is a blessing. Every word that comes out of our mouth is a blessing. Never take it for granted. In Philippians 3, Paul talks about being heavenward bound. He says, not that I've already attained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to be taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. Where would we be if we could forget what is behind? How many of us are dragged down by our past that it hinders our future? I'm a mental health therapist. And a lot of times I'm trying to help people with their past so they can actually make the most of today. And sometimes as we get older, the harder that is. But even Paul said, he forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. We've got to press on. We should never quit. Our goal is to get to heaven. Can I get an amen to that? Do we all want to go there? Amen? And the irony, actually, the opening song was In My Father's House. And then Ed's Welcome was out of John 14. My Father has many rooms. And now we're talking about heaven. And actually, one of my scriptures is John 14 that we're going to look at today. You saw my notes, Ed. You cheated. Also in Philippians 3, this is a big thing, especially in Guam. Citizenship. Ed's twitching over there. Oh, yeah. Citizenship. A lot of people come to Guam to get American citizenship. You know, but it doesn't stop there. Our citizenship is in heaven. It doesn't stop here. Some of us put a lot of effort to get our citizenship. A lot of efforts, jump through a lot of hoops. But how many hoops are we doing to get our citizenship in heaven? But our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await the Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies. I pray for that. Aches and pains, I get up, my knees pop. Stuff popping, me groaning. Can't relate. I see even youngins like PJ limping. I don't, there's no hope. PJ's limping. How old are you, PJ? No. You got so much to look forward to, bro. But you know what? I don't care what aches or pains you're going through. My wife's with migraines and everything. Guess what? Our lowly bodies will be transformed, and that they will be like his glorious body in heaven. Amen? That sounds good. On earth there is no heaven, but there are pieces of it. We get little glimpses of heaven down here. Little moments of joy, little moments of rejoicing, little moments of excitement. But it will never replace heaven. But I think God gives us them little pieces to give us hope. Say, there's something better to come. There's something better. I don't know about you, but this is tough. Life is tough. But sometimes I say, if this is so tough, heaven must be amazing. And even Paul said, I am straining. I'm pressing on to get there. Don't give up. This is not it. The best is yet to come. There's a prerequisite to get into heaven. You're visiting today, and you're wondering about how to get into heaven, you must be born again. It says, Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God, which is heaven, unless they are born again. How can someone be born again when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb. Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, no one can enter heaven unless they've been born again of the water and the spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The first step to getting into heaven is being baptized. How many of us have been baptized in this room? Amen. Amen. But that's just the beginning. That is just the beginning. Let's look at some other scriptures here. He is preparing a place for you. Here it says, instead they were longing for a better country. I don't know about you. I love England. But there's a better country. That aches me to say that. I know the Queen Mother is turning in her grave. I know, if the words came, if yes, God save the Queen. I feel like singing it, no singing? I like to sing. My wife has spoken. Instead longing for a better country, talking about citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven. Therefore, God will not be ashamed to be called their God. For he has prepared a city for them. A city. Edward, this, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father has many home rooms. He is preparing a place for us. A special place. An eternal place. A place that, you know, it's sometimes hard to grasp eternity. I see one of the best analogies I've ever heard. You know all the beaches in Guam, them beautiful white beaches? Life is like one grain of sand. And eternity is like all them beaches. And guess what? It's gone. I can't believe I'm almost 57. I can't believe it. My wife keeps, thank you. My wife keeps reminding me. She's like, you're 57 this year. I'm like, I know. I know. I feel it every time I get up in the morning. Every time I get out of a chair. I know. Actually, if I put my knee to the microphone, you hear it pop, probably. I don't think you want that, though. Blessed is the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Think about that. Wow. Poor in spirit. Well, we don't like to be poor. It goes against our cultural norms. We're individualisms. We're strong. We're independent. We think for ourselves. Poor? We don't like that word. That's the underprivileged. That's the downtrodden. That's the lesser than. But for us to get into the kingdom of heaven, we must be poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed is the meek, because they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed is the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed is the pure of heart, for they will see God. If we're not pure at heart, we will not see God. God wants nothing to do with impurity. We've got to constantly keep our hearts pure. Attitudes, forgiveness. Clean your heart out. Because you never know when your time will come. You never know. I lost a brother a couple of years ago just like that. He had a heart attack. Didn't even know. He's not overweight. He's not. Boom, drop dead. Wow. Is your heart pure? Then you will see God. I want to see God. It says, blessed is the merciful. I already read that. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who persecute you because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you. Because of me, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in where? It's not easy. It's not easy. Heaven must be great, because this is not easy. For the same way they persecute the prophets who were before you. Let's look at this. Actually, in Matthew, there's 31 references to the kingdom of heaven. I was like blown away. 31 references. Let alone eternity or heaven. It's mentioned 31 times. And I've always looked at the book of Matthew. I'm like, it really is a book about heaven. Look at all these parables in there. The mustard seed. Seeds on the ground. We know that one. The 10 virgins. The yeast and the dough. The hidden treasure. The parable of the net. The greatest. The stumbling block. The unmerciful servant. A child. The vineyard, warnings and direction and inspiration for the kingdom of heaven. That was Jesus' teachings. Most of his teachings in Matthew is about heaven. Wow. And the kingdom of the heaven can be also called paradise, rest, a home, the wedding. So many descriptive ways about heaven. It is on Jesus' heart. Is it on yours? How often do you think about it? But about the day or the hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son. This is what gets me sometimes. Not even Jesus knows when it's the end. Just imagine, man. Hey, Dad, when is it going to be? Can you tell me? Dad, please, please. When is it? Is it now? Not even the Son knows when God is going to say, now. as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking. Some of us are going to have lunch today. Could happen then. We'd be like, look out the window. Let me eat quick. I don't want to go to heaven on an empty stomach. I wonder if they have snacks up there. Can I bring my favorite snacks? Snackies? Please? Pray for me. In the days of Noah, entered the ark, there was nothing. They knew nothing about what was happening until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in a field. One will be taken, the other one left. Two women will be grinding grain at the handmill. One will be taken, one will left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know what day the Lord will come. Just imagine right now, the person right next to you will be taken, the other one won't. We do the same things. We're in the same household. But somebody has a pure heart and the other one doesn't. Heaven forbid if God took my wife and left me. God took my son and left me because of my pride. That would break my heart. That would break my heart. If I didn't forgive somebody, hidden sin in my heart, my cowardice to confront and reconcile, break my heart. Just imagine seeing your wife raise up and you're like, no. It's too late then. It's too late. It will happen. It will happen. But it will come when you least expect it. There will be emotion. Two types of emotion. When it happens, we're either going to be angry, weeping, and gnashing our teeth, or we'll be jumping for joy, saying, yes, it's come. Take me now. Or we're like, why didn't I go? I went to church. I sung. I was the worship leader. I did communion. Lord. There will be emotion. What type? Jubilation? Or anger? Rage? Your choice. There will be emotion. But it's up to you. Your heart. Just adding up what we just talked about. It's never too late to get yourself right. One of the things is about being prepared. Are we prepared? We should be prepared now. We should have a pure heart now. I should have a pure heart right now. If it happens now, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready right now. Cool little quotes here. Joy is a serious business in heaven. Let hope of heaven master your fear of death. I would say let your hope of heaven master your fear of your life, your anxiety of your life. your worry of your life. Let heaven master it. Some of us are too anxious. Anxiety is fear. We're not trusting God. Have hope in heaven. There's only one path to heaven. It doesn't say go to church, does it? Doesn't say read my Bible, does it? Doesn't say get on the worship team. It says no, it's love. The only thing that will be remaining in the end will be agape love. Love is the passage through the gates of heaven. Love. Not religion, but expression of agape Jesus love. Heaven. We cannot even imagine how wonderful heaven is. I'm going to go through some scriptures in Revelation, and I honestly feel that I don't even think there's words. I don't even think John could describe the grandeur, the magnificence of heaven. I don't think there's enough words, there's enough adjectives to describe it. So this is my little attempt. So if I fall short, please forgive me. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Can I get an amen to that? Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there were no longer any sea. Oh, that's sad. That turquoise sea is going to go. Maybe walk to Saipan. Anybody go? You want to walk with me? Hey. It's kind of walk, isn't it? What's one of the closest islands? Bikini, that one. Yeah? That's pretty short. That's a little lot. Cocoa Island, that's it. Cocoa Island. We'll walk over there. That's all I can do. Watch out for the crabs, you know. Jump on the crabs. I saw a holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming out from heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautiful, dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne say, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he dwells with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. It's interesting that God talks about the church being his bride. You know, we're his bride. There's going to be a day when we meet our husband, and that is God. It's a glorious thing. It's a glorious thing. Let's move on here. Here you go. I thought this was like a new Jerusalem, kind of coming down from the sky. Have that kind of, you know, kind of first century architecture, a gate. There's a lot of gates in Jerusalem. It's kind of cool. Heaven will be the perfection we're always long for. All the things on earth, unlovely and tragic, will be absent in heaven. Can I get an amen to that? Whew, Lord, bring it on. Bring it on. You know? Let's talk about the throne of God. So once when you get up there, there's going to be this magnificent throne. And it says, and the one who sat there had an appearance of jasper and ruby. A rainbow shone like an emerald circle around the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones. And seated at them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumbling and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also in front of the thrones, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. Wow. I chose this picture. If you actually look here, you have the elders, the 24 elders, the spirits, and this is Jesus. How could you describe this? How could you even? I think sometimes it pales in comparison to what we would see. But the brilliance, the noise, the sound, the peals of thunder, the lightning, the reverence. Wow. Cool stuff. Then every creature in heaven and on earth and under earth and on the sea. Just take all that in for a little bit. Sometimes I go down to Toray and if there's nobody on this beach, all these little crabs come up. You know the ones that come up them little holes? They're all scurrying around. And I'm like, that's a lot of crab. I mean, we were down in the south, they had all these sea cucumbers. They were everywhere. Oh, they're kind of slippy. I think one of the girls said, yeah, I think it was one of Gonzalez's girls grabbed hold of one. She said, touch it. I'm like, no. It's slippery. I said, how many were? She said, they're everywhere. I'm like, oh, okay then. Just imagine all the creatures being there. Wow. All the dogs in Guam and chickens. I think I saw an article. There was like 20,000 dogs on Guam. I never counted them. I was around counting dogs. But just imagine. To him who sits on the throne, saying, all that is in them, saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praised and honor and glory and power forever and ever. So every living creature, that includes, I don't know if we are considered creatures in that, but that is just millions of people and things and creatures and fish and insects, whatever else, is praising God. Wow. The 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the thrones and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay down their crowns before the throne and say, you are worthy, our Lord God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they will be created and having their being. And not in the picture like here, the elders laying down their golden crowns. See, when I picture heaven, I just see this reverence, this humility, this emptiness. We respond to what we see, the awesomeness of God, the slain lamb of Jesus, probably with the marks still there. And all you can do is worship. Let's talk about worship in heaven. I know we have worship today. I appreciate our worship team. Give them a round of applause. But there's worship in heaven. Wow. After this, I heard it sounded like a roar, a great multitude in heaven shouting, hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belongs to our God. Just imagine all the creatures, every living creature under the earth, under the sea, saying this. Just imagine hearing that. Wow. Deafening. Moving. And sometimes things are so loud, actually, your inner organs shake. Have you ever been like that? That's how loud it is. But we won't have our bodies. We won't have our bodies. Whatever we get is new. Let's go on, shall we? They sang a new song. In heaven, we will sing a new song. A song that you've never heard from our worship team. I know they're on the cutting edge of worship, but there will be new songs. Now, Jay, I was thinking, a new song? Do I need to practice? Do I need to be up on Saturday morning with the worship team? No, it's... We can do it. Anthony, calm down. We can do it. A new song. And they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals because you were slain. And with the blood you purchased for God, persons for every tribe and language and people and nation, you have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth. A new song. What a choir. Just imagine a choir. This is my favorite right here. It says, then I looked and heard the voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. Somebody get their phone up and multiply 10,000 by 10,000. Do it now. 10,000 by 10,000. How many? 100 million. 100 million. 100 million. Wow. Wow. 100 million. Worship. I don't know about you, that just hairs stand up on my... Right there. Right there. That excites me. When we worship, some of us sing, some of us don't. Some of us are into it. Well, I don't really like the song. This kind of worship. I want to be there. Wow. And it says, the elders and living creatures, they encircled the throne. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Sometimes what we need to do in our quiet times is sing this to ourselves. Imagine heaven and its grandeur and its brilliance and its splendor. And just say, I am there. I'm one of them multitudes. I'm one of the 100 million. I'm going to sing this. I'm going to sing it now as if I was in heaven. Because I want to be there. I want to be there. I'm going to be there. Amen, church? Then I heard every creature in heaven and earth and under the earth and the sea. I think I already read that. The multitudes. It's so cool. That's how I look at it. These are the angels. Jesus could call down what, 12 legions of angels? That's just a few. Each church has an angel. This church has an angel that oversees it. Thousands of angels are worshiping God, worshiping the slain Land of Jesus. And guess what? It never stops. Day and night. Whoa! This man's 100 million creatures, beings, people, animals, chickens, are praising God. It's so cool. And it happens day and night. Never stop saying, holy, holy, holy. Sometimes you need to memorize this. Holy, holy, holy is the God Almighty who was and is to come. Say that to yourself. Memorize it. I'm rehearsing, Jesus. I'm rehearsing. I've got my lines. I know it off by heart. I'm waiting for that song. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Whoops. Heaven. I want to be there. Why do we do this? Why do we come? Why are we here today? Not just to come to church, but the ultimate goal is to get to heaven. Don't you want to go to that land? Oh, you don't make me a believer. Do you want to go to that land? I want to be there. Matt, God gave you a voice to worship. God gave you a voice to sing. Sing when there are multitudes. You sing your heart out, brother. You have a voice. God loves to hear your voice. God wants to hear all our voices in heaven. Can you amen to that? I have come home at last. This is my real country. This is my real citizenship. I belong here. I belong here. Not here, I belong up there. This is just a speed bump. This is a speed bump to something greater. Life is a speed bump. Life is a pothole in the Guam roads. You know when people just drive around. You're new here, it's like, why is everyone driving? And then suddenly, doo, 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 doo. Oh, that's the reason why people drove into the other lane. Okay, note to self. It's like, oh, I'm good. Is it just me? Am I right, Ed? I belong here. This is the land I've been looking for all my life, though I never knew it until now. In light of all this power, all this brilliance, all this glory, all this grandeur, there's a sensitive side to God. The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He would lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Even though you have all this noise and worship and celebration, God is there to console you. He will reach down and comfort you. God loves you. God knows your tears. He probably could even count them. Joy and Gina, God wants to wipe away your tears. God knows every tear you've shed. Joy for your husband, for your mother, and for your sister. Same way for you, Gina. God's seen every tear, and he wants to wipe them away. There'll be no more death. Can you get an amen to that? Amen. There'll be no more mourning. Can you get an amen to that? Amen. There'll be no more crying. No more pain. For the old order of things have passed away. I long for that day. I need that day. Sometimes I'm just tired. I'm tired. Sometimes I say, Lord, take me now. Just now. I'm doing good out of quiet time. No, God, out of quiet time, take me now. I sang at church, take me now. This is horrible. You must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. I'm sorry. I can't. I wish I could say, hey, being in the church is going to be wonderful. and there's going to be rainbows and puppies and unicorns and snacks for everybody. No. It's going to be hardship, and guess what? Each day has enough trouble of its own. But we got to strain on, forgetting what is past, straining on to what is ahead, a heavenward calling. Strain on. Don't quit. Don't get tired. God will give you the strength. God will give you the strength. God will wipe away your tears. God will wipe, personally wipe, every single tear from your face. God loves you. He wants you to be with him for eternity. Remember this? That's life. That is life. Do you believe that? We have to. We have to. We have to believe. We have to believe. We can't quit. Can't slow down. We got to strain on and push ahead for heavenly bound. Amen, church. Thank you very much.